The Porridge of the Countess Berta by Alexandre Dumas. Translated by Alex Daniel. Book Brothers Production. Published by Cyberdie Publishing 2024. Narrated by Jason Doan. To Mina and Clement, and to all kids of the world of today and tomorrow. Preface. From a young age, Alexandre Dumas was a prolific writer, and is possibly the only writer who has had two bestsellers in the span of 1 year, The Three Musketeers and The Count of Monte Cristo. Both works of fiction, which are two monuments of universal literature. Victor Hugo was born in the same year, in 1802. To become a forever friend and a firm supporter of Alexandre Dumas's writing. Both writers began their careers as playwriters. Alexandre Dumas then moved on to writing travel books from his many travels in Europe, together with pieces of historical serial fiction, which has now been adapted into an estimated 200 films around the world. He was the son of General Thomas Alexandre Dumas David de la Pailleterie, one of the highest-ranking men of African descent from Haiti to lead a French army. Alexandre Dumas wrote The Count of Monte Cristo, inspired by his father's story, a story of imprisonment, glory, and betrayal by Napoleon Bonaparte, followed by destitution and death in misery. This very story has recently been reignited by Tom Rees's bestseller, The Black Count, which should soon be the subject of a film with the same name. Though Alexandre Dumas was often mocked for his African descent and frizzy hair, as well as his propensity to create commercial literature with the novel use of ghostwriters, Nagar in French, he was also beloved and appreciated during his lifetime. He was considered both a great writer and a typical French bon vivant, with a taste for the good life and its extravagances. He was known to be a Freemason and a member of the Hashish Club, alongside Charles Baudelaire, Honoré de Balzac, Gérard de Nouvelle, and Eugène Delacroix. He was once described by the English playwriter Watts Phillips as the most generous, large-hearted being in the world. During his life, Alexandre Dumas built the Château de Monte Cristo at Port Marly, an eccentric mixture of architectural styles and a beautiful writer's house, where he wrote 86 of his novels with the help of his many ghostwriters. The castle was abandoned by its latest tenants, the British School, in the 1960s, but was later restored with the patronage of King Hassan II of Morocco. Alexandre Dumas passed away in 1870 due to a heart attack. His death was overshadowed by the Franco-Prussian War and by the denigration of the French establishment of the time. In 2002, French President Jacques Chirac, in an attempt to rectify this past deconsideration, organized a lavish reburial ceremony in the Pantheon, the official tomb of honor, where Alexandre Dumas's friend Victor Hugo and other famous citizens, such as Jean-Jacques Rousseau, Honoré de Balzac, Pierre and Marie Curie, Ami Césaire, and Jean Moulin, have all been buried. The ceremony started in the Château de Monte Cristo, where writers and artists kept watch over his coffin, covered with blue velvet, inscribed with the famous motto, Tous pour un, un pour tous. All for one, one for all. The coffin was then escorted by the mounted Garde Républicaine and carried to the Pantheon by...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?